This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today was a pretty good day in the life of the American economy. We learned this morning 203,000 people found work last month. The unemployment rate, jumbled to 7%, even a number that has not been seen in five long years. And we will start there as we review the week that was. Heidi Moore from The Guardian is in New York City. Brady from The Wall Street Journal is down in Washington. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Heidi, find me the downside, would you? Don't tell me how good it was. Tell me how bad this number is.
You know I'm all over that.
I know. So
it's bad for a few reasons. The drop in the unemployment rate is happening for all the wrong reasons, and that's what you should remember. We have fewer people than ever participating in the U.S. workforce. Mm-hmm. We have millions of people looking for jobs or taking part-time jobs because there's nothing else open to them. The one bright spot is that there are job gains in all sorts of sectors. But otherwise, this is a really unhappy report.
Sudeep, your turn.
I agree with Heidi that there are a lot of things to be unhappy about in this report. There are 11 million people who are still mm-hmm. officially jobless, mm-hmm. millions and millions more who are unofficially jobless. There's a lot of pain out there. It's an enormous human tragedy, people who are probably never going to find work again while we all celebrate stronger job growth and record after record in the stock market. But it is also indisputable that the job market is certainly improving. There's a reason we can say that things are better than they were in 2008. And so it is improvement, no matter how slow it's been. It's just obviously disappointing improvement.
Right, which gets us to point number two for this afternoon's discussion, Heidi. What this number will mean come the Federal Reserve's meeting on the 17th and 18th and the taper and withdrawal of the stimulus and all of that.
Yeah, a lot of people at the high end of finance, economists and so on, are thinking about what the taper means, the stimulus that the Federal Reserve has put into place for the past 4 years. What happens when it goes? And people are expecting that if the jobs number, the unemployment rate keeps dropping, that the Fed will pull its stimulus. And I don't think those fears are justified. The Fed is looking at far more than just the employment rate.
You don't think the taper's coming?
Not soon,
wow.
not this month, and wow. not for a few months. The Fed would be insane to look at this economy and say, hey, it's great. Let's take our stimulus away.
All right. I don't know if I buy that. Sudeep, what do you think?
I don't really buy that either because it is true that the economy is not taking off the way Ben Bernanke and Janet Yellen would like it to be taking off. They are making this decision. They are worried about what's under the surface, but they are also worried about the risks that are being created when you have the stock market running up 30% of a year in a year for reasons that aren't entirely understandable, when you have all sorts of financial dislocations in markets because people are pouring their money in because they don't know what to do with it with record low interest rates. And so they are worried about that and worried about creating the next bubble because we know that the Fed has contributed at least to bubbles before, and we don't know whether this is actually a bubble, but it's certainly a little bit fishy what we're seeing in markets, and they don't want to look back and say they wish they did something earlier to prevent that.
Right, and just look at the market today.
Here's the quick counterargument.
Yeah, go ahead, quick.
The quick counterargument is that Janet Yellen, who's the new Fed chair, cares more about unemployment than stock market bubbles, and she's in favor of QE, so that's the argument for it sticking around.
Quantitative easing the stimulus. Yeah, but you know, you look at the markets today, Heidi, right? The Dow was up 200 points after being down all week on fears that the taper was coming. And now this number comes out today, which is a good number. The taper is going to come sooner rather than later. I'm sorry. I know you don't believe that. And now the Dow's up 200. What?
The market lies, right? That's the one thing that we've learned from the past 4 years. If you trust the market, you'll go insane. It's no indication of how well we're doing as a country or as an economy.
All right, fair enough. Sudeep, really quickly, Nancy Marshall-Genzer is going to be along in about 45 seconds to talk about Washington and the economy and jobs. But how badly can Washington in January and February mess up for us what seems to be a promising job market and economic recovery?
They could mess it up really badly. It's looking like they won't mess it up all that badly. And if you look back to where we were a year ago, we were facing a fiscal cliff, a sequester, a debt ceiling fight, all these other issues. And we got through it somehow. Oof. And it doesn't look like the issues that are coming up are going to be as bad as the ones we faced before.
Fingers crossed, baby. Fingers crossed. Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal down in Washington. Heidi Moore from The Guardian. She is in our bureau in New York City. Thanks, you guys.